relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
3 years ago, 689 Chinese migrants crossed the southern border. Last year, that number soared to over 37,000, part of an explosion of migrants coming here from all over the globe. Currently, most migrants are released into the U.S. to wait, often years, for asylum hearings. Critics say that encourages migrants to come, and President Biden should change course through executive action.
NBC? What? Telling the truth about illegal migration? Are they throwing Biden under the bus? Well, was that? What is it? What is it that Rush called it? A random act of journalism from the mainstream lying legacy media. Let's explore. Let's explore why they may be coming here and the truth about that nation and whether its policies are being replicated here in America by Americans. With a friend of the show, a personal friend, a very, very brave woman. She is the author of Mao's America. A survivor's warning. Xi Van Fleet, welcome back to America First.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me back.
Absolutely. You were talking to me in the green room earlier. I've already been on your show. How come you're inviting me back? Because we invite back people we like who have something important to say, and you most certainly do. Please follow this wonderful lady on X Van Fleet. On X, on Twitter, but her handle is at X Van Fleet. She, let's start with that interesting story from the mainstream media. We've gone from a couple of hundred illegals from China crossing the border in a year. Under the Biden administration, now it's 36,000. I'm a little confused because all of these students who are protesting across America on the campuses, they say America is this awful, racist patriarchy. Why are tens of thousands of your fellow countrymen coming from China to America? Why?
I know. That is a very, very simple question.
Yeah.
But those kids in the elite universities, they never train to ask questions. They can't think. They can't think critically for sure.
They can repeat things, right?
Yeah.
Repeat stuff,
yeah.
Slogans.
They answer to the triggers, warning, and then they just go off and protest. That's how bad it is. They are just absolutely like those Red Guards. No thinking involved.
All right, we'll talk about the Red Guards that you witnessed in China and what's happening here on America's campuses. But first, I'm curious. You came here the right way. You came here legally. You came here because you wanted to get away from communism and live in liberty. 36,000 illegals from China in a year. Are they all going to be good people? What do you think? Is the Beijing going to put bad people in there?
We don't know, but don't bet on it. Don't bet on it that just because they want to come to America, they will be automatically for America. No, right. Don't bet on it.
So why did you came here? You came here in 1986. Why did you leave China? Because it's supposed to be the people's paradise. Can you explain why you left and why you chose America?
Yeah, I want to leave that hellhole called communism. And I know the best country in the world is America. I knew when I was in China, and after the Cultural Revolution, before, we were told that was a really bad place. America is a place only for the rich. And because we're indoctrinated, just like today's kids in universities, we were told that is an awful place for the proletarians, for the people that are working class. What a lie. What a lie. And after that, of course, once I know what America is about, that's the only place I want to go.
How did you find out? I know you're an English teacher, so you're being pumped propaganda by the regime every single day. You've got to read Mao's Little Red Book. How did Xi Van Fleet know that those things aren't true and that America is a good place to go?
That is when China started to open up. And that was when I was in college. We were, for the first time, we could openly listen to BBC and the Voice of America during the Cultural Revolution. To do that was a crime punishable by death.
But in the 80s, it was permitted?
Yeah. In the 80s, in late 70s and 80s. And I think it's 80s, starting in the 80s. And when we started to have access of information...
What did that do to the Chinese people when you suddenly go from something that's completely forbidden, the penalty of death, mm-hmm. to being allowed to listen to it? Was that some kind of... Was that psychologically challenging for the Chinese people?
Yeah, only for those who are educated. For most ordinary people, they probably never really bother to search for information. That's happened to is still in China today. A lot of people just don't do the extra step to finding something different. And so in college, we were so eager to find out what's outside, what's it like, what people say. And that's only the beginning. But that is enough to send us into, just shock us and say, all these years, I was 19 when I started college. I think it's when I'm in the third grade, we started to have information. I was like, I spent the entire 20-some years being told lies and believing in lies.
I'm sure it's very difficult to say with some kind of mathematical precision, but given that you said it was only the educated that wanted that information and were prepared to question the propaganda, in modern China, what proportion of the population believes that this is the greatest nation, communism is good, the West is full of capitalist pigs? Does the propaganda in China still work?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So to us, it's like a window started to open and the people are just really, really interested. And today, people are not interested because they have a new type of propaganda. And they were told, America is nothing. Look at us. Now we are the number one in the world and we have the best of everything. So it's a different kind of indoctrination, but it is indoctrination nevertheless. And that's what the communists do. That's what Marxists do. They use information to misguide people, to indoctrinate people.
And what was it like? So you opened your own eyes, you started listening, doing your own research, you're a teacher. What was it like? Describe the first week or the first month here in America. Was it what you expected? Was it beyond your dreams? What was it like to go from communism to the freest nation in the world? What was that like?
I would say choice. I never had to make a choice because all my life I was told what to do. I was told what I could do, what I could say, what I could think. And so just here, simple choices. And I find it overwhelming. In college, I have to choose my classes. No. It was told. We were always told
what
to do.
In China, you were told what you had to study.
I just hardly make any choices. And here, it was overwhelming, really. Grocery store, you have to make a choice. A car, you have just everything. You have to make a choice. That, to me, I think it's the first culture shock. And choice, what is choice? That's freedom.
I remember, it's funny you say that. So I didn't grow up under communism. My parents escaped communism, but I lived in England, which isn't quite America. And I remember going to shopping in America for the first time. I was in Pennsylvania at my future brother-in-law's, not a very fancy place. It was Wilkes-Barre, and I went to Wegmans, and I walked down the dairy aisle, and I was so shocked, I counted them. I counted 44 flavors of yogurt. And I thought, 44? What, there's vanilla, there's strawberry, what, 44 flavors of yogurt? That's America, right?
Can I tell you a funny story?
Yeah.
So in China, before I left, there was a greeting card. Basically just a card, and then you write your message.
Right.
So when I came here, and there was a store, I think it went out of business sale. So I just went there, and my English was still kind of rough. So I just got all the card. It was like 75% off. And when I got home, read it. Funeral? and a birthday. I bought all those.
All the different messages.
Yeah, because I thought just card.
You thought it was just going to be one?
Just one. I'm just so used to be, I have no choice.
No choice. The book is Mao's America by our guest, Xi Van Fleet. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is a special one-on-one. If you enjoy our deep dive discussions, our long-form shows with the people who know what they're talking about and the real newsmakers, make sure you subscribe. Whichever podcast platform you prefer, just plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. And if you want America to be free again, if you want China to be put back in its box, put the yard sign outside your home, wear the T-shirt, drink your coffee from the mug that says it all. It's the booking photograph from Fulton County. President Trump staring out at you, and it says Trump 2024. Get yours today at sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. And you can get all of my books there. But also, most importantly, you can support the president directly at donaldjtrump.com. That's donaldjtrump.com. Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do. A controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms. A literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA and proud of it.
This isn't my trade war. This is a trade war that should have taken place a long time ago by a lot of other presidents. Over the last 5 or 6 years, China's made $500 billion. $500 billion. Ripped it out of the United States. And not only that, if you take a look, intellectual property theft. Add that to it. And add a lot of other things to it. So somebody, excuse me, somebody had to do it. I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it. So I'm taking on China. I'm taking on China on trade. And you know what? We're winning.
I'm taking on China and we're winning. Full credit goes to that man, my former boss, President Trump. I came into the Trump administration with a background in counterterrorism, focusing on Al-Qaeda, ISIS, groups like Hezbollah and Hamas. But very soon, thanks to him, thanks to Peter Navarro, thanks to Steve Bannon, and because I was reading the Presidential Daily Intelligence Briefing, I realized the only real competitor, the only threat we face at a strategic level, we can deal with ISIS and Russia and Iran, is China. And that man, he knew it back in the 1980s, and he declared economic war on China. We were winning, 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 and that's why we need him back. If 3 hours of radio a day is simply not enough, join us for a whole week. It's our Patriots Alaska cruise over July 4th weekend, June 29th to July 6th. Especially for those of you listeners who missed our trip to the Holy Land a year ago, we took 350 of our dearest listeners to Israel. This time, it's a little bit closer to home. It's on the Eurodame, beautiful 5-star cruise ship. Check out the itinerary and the amazing cabins at sebgorka.com. Book today. Only a couple of spaces left. More than 370 of you have already booked today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. I want to talk about what you have warned us about with regards to political indoctrination in the schools, in the colleges, what you have bravely done at school board meetings. But first, on that issue that President Trump, I thought it was impossible. I thought he couldn't do this in just a couple of years, and he did. He made America wake up to the threat of China. Even Silicon Valley, even California woke up to it. Can you just emphasize for me and for the listeners, you don't have to be shooting at each other, America and China, to be at war. China is at war with us the whole time in business, in finance, in intelligence, in propaganda and subversion. They're at war with us. President Trump understood it, but most Americans don't understand it, do they, Xi?
They don't, because in China, they openly tell all the young people today, they have been doing that, especially Xi Jinping, that their number one enemy is America. And it's not, they don't even hide it. What we don't know is that because our media won't tell us.
Right.
And our political leaders try to hide it. They always aimed at America, because America, after all, threatened their totalitarianism.
Yeah, the threat to them,
yes,
is democracy, is,
yes,
liberty, is freedom,
absolutely,
is the First Amendment. That would be a threat to the communist regime.
Yes, absolutely.
And talk to us about this man, about Xi Jinping. Yes, he's a communist, but also he's incredibly ruthless, because he's kind of got rid of any challengers, hasn't he, in the last few years? He's changed the constitution. He's more like an emperor than a general secretary.
Yeah, he's Mao number two.
Mao number two.
And people probably don't know that his family suffered a great deal during the Cultural Revolution, because his father was purged by Mao, and he himself suffered a great deal. He was beaten by the Red Guards. And then
the son.
Xi Jinping.
Yeah.
Yes. And his stepsister committed suicide because of the persecution of the family.
But this didn't make him hate communism. It made him, what, tougher, more cynical, more vicious?
No, I think, yes. But I think the key is that, why didn't he hate Cultural Revolution?
Right.
Because he realized, if you want absolute power, you have to do the same thing that Mao did.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So he learned through persecution that he has to be an even bigger persecutor.
Yes, and he now is really... Mao was the emperor, but Mao did not do one thing. He failed to do one thing.
What?
To get back Taiwan.
Mm.
And this new emperor want to at least be equal to Mao or surpass Mao.
Why is Taiwan so important? Is it because the Kuomintang ran there?
Yeah. Explain
why this little island is so important.
Yeah, because Taiwan has been under the control. Yes.
Yeah.
By their enemy,
the Chinese nationalists.
Yeah, and then now it is a shining democracy.
Yeah, it's successful.
Yes.
Rich.
Yeah. And it's everything that they don't want Taiwan to be. And so that's why he's so fixed on the issue of Taiwan. And if he can take Taiwan back, he absolutely...
Then he's bigger than Mao.
Yeah, he's bigger than Mao. You have to understand that. Yeah, that's a very important driver.
So Taiwan, especially when Biden is in the White House... Mm-hmm. You would say Taiwan is in the most danger it has ever been?
Yeah. I give him the illusion that, maybe not illusion, that maybe they can't do anything about it.
Now's the time.
Yes.
Now's the time
to
take it.
Yeah.
Poor Taiwanese. Wow.
No.
The book is Mao's America. Get it right now. It is by our guest, Xi Van Fleet, A Survivor's Warning, a woman who's lived it. She knows what communism is. Educate yourself, because It's here. You're hearing it. You're seeing it on the campuses. You're hearing it in the mainstream media. You're hearing it from the administration. There, also ideological kith and kin of the people who have been our sworn enemies since 1948 in China and since 1917 during the Russian Revolution. This is America First One-on-One. If you enjoy the show, make sure you are following us on all social media platforms. I'm everywhere that matters except the fascistic YouTube. Just look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter. You can also watch us. We are a TV show as well on your Roku, your Fire Stick, your Samsung Plus device. Or the easiest of all is just to download the Salem News Channel app. And for unique content from me and direct access to me, please go to my Substack. Subscribe today. It's absolutely free. SebastianGorka.substack.com. That's my whole name. There's one word, SebastianGorka.substack.com. I heard yesterday during our marketing call, I'm so proud of you guys. You made one T-shirt the number one. We had a 100% increase in the purchases of this T-shirt in just the last week. It is the map of Israel. We've done a jujitsu move on the Jew haters. This T-shirt over the map of Israel says, from the river to the sea, Israel will be forever free. Proud of you guys. If you haven't got yours and you want yours today, SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorka, SebGorkaStore.com. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started, or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com.
Good evening. As we come on the air in the West tonight, President Trump addressing the American people just a short time ago as the toll of the coronavirus widens here in the U.S. The president sought to reassure the American people, saying, quote, "We are marshaling the full power of the federal government to protect the American people." And the president suspending all travel from Europe to the U.S. for 30 days, excluding the U.K. The president's words come after the World Health Organization today declared the coronavirus a global pandemic, citing the alarming levels of spread, but also the alarming levels of inaction, in their words. The death toll rising here in the U.S. to at least 36, more than 1,200 cases now reported in 42 states and Washington, D.C. Tonight, four more states added just today.
Do you remember, dear friends, when President Trump was called a racist for stopping flights from China as we found out the COVID virus's origins? Not from some pangolin, not from some food market, but we know where it truly came from. We shall discuss momentarily with our special in-studio guest. If you enjoy the deep dive discussions with real experts, real newsmakers, support those that make our show possible. This isn't NPR. We don't get $500 million of your taxpayer money. This is a free market enterprise supported by the likes of Mike Lindell, a great friend of the president's, a patriot, a Christian, a good man. The left wants to cancel him for all of those reasons. Let's have his back. Not only is he the inventor of the MyPillow, the pillow that never loses shape, never gets hot, more than 81 million sold. He's got hundreds of items on his website, made in America, by Americans, for you. Don't buy Chinese garbage, please. Let's stop buying Chinese tat on Amazon. Go to MyPillow.com, check out his line of amazing items. Use my name for up to 66% off and free shipping. You will not get that deal anywhere else. Call them up. Talk to a human being. How nice is that? 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com with the secret code G-O-R-K-A. Are we ever, given the nature of the regime in China, are we ever going to find out the truth about the origins of the COVID virus? What do you think?
No, you're never. We still don't know a lot of the things that happened in China. We don't know how many people died during the Great Famine.
Yeah.
And
how many tens of millions?
Oh, yeah. Up to 50 million.
Yeah.
We don't know how many people died during the Cultural Revolution, up to 20 million. We don't know. And that is the truth about totalitarianism. You never know. You never know.
Explain the difference between those two things, the cultural, the Great Leap, and what are the differences between those two moments in time?
That's very important to know. Yeah. The Great Leap Forward. That was the precursor of the Cultural Revolution. During the Great Leap Forward, Mao mobilized the entire Chinese nation, kids, old people, urban dwellers, and peasants, to do one thing, to make steel. Why? He wanted to modernize China, not to raise the living standard for the people. He wanted one thing, steel.
So he turned the Chinese into slaves, basically.
Yeah, of course. Right. Yeah, communism is slavery. Keep that in mind. But anyway, so everybody was engaged in one thing, to make steel so that he can make tanks and he can make weapons. And so what they do, peasants, what they do. So everyone has to gather everything metal from their home, doorknobs, utensils for the kitchen, everything, and make out and put in the homemade furnace to make steel. Of course, they all come out junk.
Junk, right,
yeah.
Because you can't do it at home.
Yeah, and then meanwhile, the laborers were pulled away from attending the fields.
So no, they weren't making food, they were melting iron.
Yes.
And then what happens?
And then there's no crops.
Famine.
And famine lasted for 3 years. And I was born in the beginning of the famine. I have no memory, of course, but I heard stories from my parents. And they were lucky ones. In the city, you had at least some kind of a guarantee of some food. Who died? The peasants. Yeah. The one that plant the crop, and then because no one to harvest it. So, and that was a big deal. Even in the communist dictatorship, that's a big deal. 50-some million people died. So Mao was under pressure. Actually, he had to take a back seat and to let others run the country. And as a dictator, he could not take it. No way. So it was 1962. He spent the next 4 years planning a big comeback. And that was the Cultural Revolution.
We'll talk about that in a second, especially with regards to what's happening here in America. She's the author of Mao's America. Get it right now. Follow her on Twitter at XVanFleet. That's at XVanFleet. This is America First One-on-One, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome, ghastly swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor. Why do I take it every single day? No other reason that it works. That's a pretty good reason. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I wasn't sure about Relief Factor. I thought I'd give it a try. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and as of January this year, I am 5 years pain-free. I'd like that to be your story. If you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, you owe it to yourself to find out if you could be the next success story. It's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Ask yourself one question. What do you have to lose? If the only answer is the pain, you know what to do. Write this number down, 1-800-473-5433, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. You may have heard that Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of the big box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They have been attacked as part of the cancel culture, and so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, for $25. Brand new 4-pack dish towels. You guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium My Pillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. This amazing offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code GORKA or call 800-829-8468 today. That's code GORKA.
But now teaching, training our children to be social justice warriors and to loathe our country and our history. Growing up in Mao's China, all this seemed very familiar. The communist regime used the same critical theory to divide people. The only difference is they use class instead of race. During the Cultural Revolution, I witnessed students and teachers again turn against each other. We changed school names to be politically correct. We were taught to denounce our heritage. The Red Guards destroy anything that is not communist, old statues, books, and anything else. We are also encouraged to report on each other, just like the Student Equity Ambassador Program and the Bias Reporting System. This is indeed the American version of the Chinese communist, the Chinese Cultural Revolution.
Sri, where were you speaking? Where were you standing up and speaking publicly? What was that?
That was the Loudoun County School Board.
So you came here, you escaped communism. Why didn't you just live a quiet life? Why do you actually have to stand up in public and make a speech like that? What made you do that? Because you're free now. You're in America. Why'd you do that?
Well, that's exactly what I thought. I said to myself, after I come to America, I left communism behind me. I will be safe. I will be okay. I will live happily ever after. That has been my belief for a long time, until I start to notice things here and there and remind me of the Cultural Revolution. And of course, until the turning point, 2020. And I realized this is no longer some troubling sign here, that this is a full-blown communist revolution.
Why? What in 2020 made you realize that the communists are here?
The riots, the burnings of the city, that is exactly what happened during the Cultural Revolution. So people say, you're brave. I said, no, I'm not brave. I'm fighting for my own survival. I do not want to live under communism again. And nobody does, but they don't know. So finally, I decided I'm going to speak up. I'm going to tell the American people with my own experience, we are in the midst of a war. And this is the war of communism taking over this country.
And when you see the footage of demonstrators who are Americans born in America on the streets of New York, on the campuses, shouting pro-Hamas, you know, anti-American sentiments, burning the American flag, what does this tell you about those people?
Well, they're Red Guards.
Explain that,
okay,
the Red Guard.
What is the Red Guard? And first of all, we have to understand that the Chinese Cultural Revolution is basically a youth revolution. The very fact that Mao can have that revolution was because he could mobilize.
The focus was the youth.
The young people, and tens of millions of them, they have been trained in the public government school, just like here. And they know nothing but indoctrination. And he had no trouble mobilize them and make them do exactly what we see here.
And targeting often their family, their parents, their teachers, correct?
Yeah, because those teachers and whatever were labeled by Mao as the enemy of the state.
The intellectuals.
Intellectuals. Anyone in power. And yeah. Only people know history can recognize this. And this happened before. It happened
you
in China.
You lived this.
I absolutely did.
How bad is it? On a scale of, you know, 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, mm-hmm. What you witnessed, what I witnessed in 2020, mm-hmm. what we're seeing on the campuses of Columbia University, outside the White House, how bad is it? How afraid are you that the bad people are winning?
I can't say 10, but I think it's 7.
It's close.
Or 8, very close. Let me explain something to you. And during the Cultural Revolution, the day that officially we consider the launching of the Cultural Revolution was May 16th, because the government issued a document to declare that that's the start of the Cultural Revolution. May, the first killing took place during the Cultural Revolution is August 5th. Mm-hmm. And what happened that day? A bunch of young girls from the most prestigious middle school for girls, they got their principals out, beat her, tortured her, and killed her.
The principal of their own school?
Yes.
Within just a couple of months of the revolution,
yes,
beginning?
Yes. Yeah,
I presume, were they punished or were they celebrated?
Well, they were actually a little bit scared. And then they reported to the Cultural Revolution Committee. They heard nothing. And after that, killing become widespread. In the month of August, and they killed up to thousands, 7,000, or I can't remember the exact number.
But mostly what? Young people killing
young people,
their elders?
The red
and this is all the more shocking because in Asian society, there's an ingrained, centuries, millennia-long reverence for the elder.
And for your teachers, especially.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is the exact opposite.
Yeah. And how can that just overnight, they can kill their teachers? The long, long time of introduction.
Indoctrination.
Indoctrination. The indoctrination is basically label someone. Okay, someone's bad, and then it's an enemy of the state, and then anything done to them is justified. It's the same as oppressors and oppressed.
Or MAGA extremists.
Yeah, you
right?
don't have to think. You only need to be told, those are bad people. And then you go after them.
This is the key thing, isn't it? That it requires no thought.
No thinking.
Any critical thinking is bad.
Yeah.
It's just label, react to label.
Yes, absolutely.
Understand the severity of the threat. This isn't some political scientist sitting in some ivory tower. This is a lady who has lived this. She understands better than anyone else. This is why we have to listen to the stories of those who escaped communism, because they have the most legitimacy. And when you hear warnings from them, that's when you need to pay attention. The book is Mao's America by Xi Van Fleet, A Survivor's Warning. Follow her right now on Twitter at @XVanFleet. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. I'm your host, Sebastian Gorka. But it is Dr. G Mark II. What does that mean? It's someone who has been aided by the great Dr. Ashley Lucas and her amazing team at My PhD Weight Loss. After decades of struggling, losing weight, gaining it, and gaining it, I lost 42 pounds on this program. My wife, Katie, who looks incredible, lost 36 pounds. And when your wife has to get a whole new wardrobe because all the clothes are too big, well, they do say, happy wife, happy life, and it's correct. I'm down to a size 36 in my blue jeans. I haven't been that since I was in my 20s, and it feels amazing. Find out for yourself. No scary injections. It's 5 meals a day that help you burn the fat. Check out my before and after picture at myphdweightloss.com. If I can do this with my sweet tooth and my love of fried food, anyone can. Call today, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900. Do it today. You won't regret it. myphdweightloss.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. They can't even figure out how to deal with the fact that they have this great division between the China Sea and the mountains in the east. I mean, in the west. They can't figure out how they're going to deal with the corruption that exists within the system. I mean, they're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not competition for us.
Well, at least their leader knows how to walk up a staircase onto a plane. If you are wondering your role in the war with the left, politically, you have to get engaged. And how about stopping funding them? If you have a cell phone that's connected to the big cell phone providers, you're funding the left because they're woke. All the big companies are woke and give millions of dollars to causes like Planned Parenthood. Switch today to the only Christian conservative cell phone company. It's the one I use. Don't fund your enemies. That's just nuts. Keep your old number, keep your old phone, or get an upgrade, but switch today. 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Gawker. Don't fund people who hate America with every call you make and every text you send. Join the good guys. 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. How dangerous is it, Xi? We've only got a couple of minutes left. How dangerous is it that the president of America thinks that China isn't a threat?
Well, it is very dangerous, and it's on purpose. And because they are communists themselves, and that's why.
How surprising is it to you that when he was vice president, his son got a $1.4 billion deal with the National Bank of Communist China, that Hunter Biden got a deal nobody in Wall Street could get, but he got it?
Yeah, and even in China, the ordinary people know that Biden is in their hand, in the
really?
CCP. Yeah,
really?
They know. Yeah, so this is something that people really need to focus on. That after dealing with China for some 30 some years, and they become we thought they'll become more democratic, but. This is
the most dangerous legacy, I believe, of Kissinger. Mm-hmm. This idea that we were sold that if we open economically to China, they will become more democratic.
But instead, we become more totalitarian.
And they become more powerful,
yes.
And they're still communists.
Yes, absolutely.
Sorry, guys. They say don't talk ill of the dead, but Dr. Kissinger... That was not a wise move. I know you're trying to put a wedge between the Soviet Union and China, but that was very dangerous. China is more powerful. When we entered the White House, people don't know this because they just look at a straight GDPs. If you compared purchasing power parity, when we entered the White House, China had a bigger economy than we did. Now, we changed that. We changed that with our tariff war. But now who's in the White House? Hunter Biden's father. We need Donald Trump back more than ever. If you're on the Trump train and if you're proud of it, put this yard sign outside your home, wear this t-shirt, get this mug with his booking photograph from Fulton and a very simple phrase, Trump 2024. Get yours today at SebGorkaStore.com along with all of our America First gear made in America and all of my books from Defeating Jihad to Why We Fight and the War for America's Soul. And our friend's book, to understand the playbook of the communists in America, is Mao's America. You've been listening to America First One-on-One. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This
is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
We're ready to move forward, not back. Are you ready to choose unity over division, dignity over hate, truth over lies? Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy, for democracy?
Didn't he already say that? Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Jeff, is that, are you giving me old cuts from last week? Jeff, what have you been doing? Did you just sit there giving me old cuts?
You don't need to with Biden because there's plenty of new cuts every day. That's from this morning.
Hang on. He did freedom over democracy again.
Yeah, they're going to have to pull that line because he can't land it.
Oh, just play that again. That's just too good. Play it.
We're ready to move forward, not back. Are you ready to choose unity over division, dignity over hate, truth over lies? Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy, for democracy?
That's stunning. Okay, guys. Alex, how often do you drink these cold brew coffees that you brought me today? Do you drink these with regularity?
Almost daily, maybe two times a day.
Do you have a good cardiologist?
I don't have one. Should I?
Dude, I've had less than a third of it, and I can feel the palpitation. I don't know if America's ready for Gorka on triple caffeinate. I'm going to have another sip of this, and then you guys are going to have to deal with the consequences. Are you ready, Eric, for the consequences?
Alex, what have you done, man?
Because you know what it's like when I get caffeine. Just one little espresso can get me going. This is like four espressos in one. I can feel it. I can feel it in my arteries right now. What is it with cold brew? This stuff, oh, I can feel it. It's scary. Do you like this stuff, Alex?
I love it.
You're dangerous. It's always, Jeff, the quiet ones you got to watch, right?
Exactly.
He doesn't even put milk in it. It's black.
Black.
You are evil. Oh, my gosh. He's a dangerous one. Black cold brew. I've had to put two sweeteners in mine. That's how much of a wuss I am. Okay, let's have some fun. I think it was just a week ago. Stephen Smith, oh, it's like rocket fuel. I can feel it coursing through my veins. Stephen Smith, ESPN, he's no Trumpster. He kind of told Biden and the Democrats they're in big trouble. I need to play this for you now as a reminder because I think he got in trouble for saying it because he kind of released a hostage video. Here's his original sin. Play cut.
When I think about Donald Trump, I think about this case in New York. I mean, I'm looking at the Democrats right now. And again, primarily, I have voted Democrat throughout my life, but I'm utterly disgusted with what I'm seeing because it seems to me that they're trying to use the law and the courts. They've clearly politicized this thing with Donald Trump because they can't come up with a strategy to offset the momentum he's clearly gained. In at least five polls, he's up. He's up in the polls over Biden, at least five polls that I counted. That's the reality of the situation. Despite the counts against them, the indictments against them, being impeached twice and all of this other stuff, he is the presumptive GOP nominee. And you don't seem to have the issues in your favor, you believe. So because of that, you're going to manipulate the system as best as you possibly can to avoid him possibly running for re-election again. That appears to be their strategy, but I'm here to tell you, it's not working.
All right, so he's disgusted at his own party using the judicial system to steal the election. Wow, Mr. ESPN. And Jeff, he's pretty popular. That's like one of the big faces of ESPN, right? You're a sports guy.
Yeah, and he has been for a while, almost 20 years now.
So that's a pretty big deal, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, now when did this new video pop up? Was this today?
Yeah, this was from his ESPN show.
Okay, now Jeff split it into two because it's kind of an apology on the front end, but then kind of not of an apology because clearly HR said, Mr. Smith, you've been a naughty boy. Do you want to keep your job? You better say sorry to Joe. So here's the first half of his hostage video.
I'm fully aware that I've been in the news over the last few days, paraded all over social media as well, after comments I made during my appearance on Fox News' Hannity last week with the one and only Sean Hannity himself. And I'm fully aware of the outcry that has ensued because of it. A lot of folks in Black America seem pretty pissed at me right now, from friends and loved ones to colleagues, contemporaries, and dare I say, even the NAACP itself.
Quite a few folks were put off, if not flat out offended, after my words were interpreted as associating support for Trump from the black community with all the legal issues he's facing. For that, I sincerely apologize.
So, hang on a second. A few days ago, he said he's disgusted at his own party for using the judicial system as a weapon to steal an election. And then he says today, I do not support Donald Trump, given all the problems he's having in the court. So which is it? Are they generating judicial cases to stop him winning an election? Or are you not associating with him because he's such a naughty boy? Well, here's the second half of his apology, non-apology. And it starts with a little bit of emotion. I think he may have had one of Alex's cold brew coffees because he gets a little loud. Hit it.
Five polls, count them, five. Emerson, NBC News, Daily Goss, Acos, New York Times, and Rasmussen, all big national polls had Trump leading over the last few weeks. Plus, according to 538, recent local polls also put Trump ahead in battleground states. He's up 6 points in Michigan, Arizona, and Georgia each. Insofar as Trump gaining support in the black community, well, how about various publications with these headlines? The Chicago Tribune: this time Trump really does seem to be making black voter inroads. Why? The Washington Post: voters of color are shifting right. Are Democrats doomed? How about the New York Times? As black voters drift to Trump, Biden's allies say they have work to do. Axios wrote: big Biden bummer. New York Times Siena poll shows gaps with key demographic groups. Wall Street Journal: Biden loses support among black men. The Hill: Biden losing support among black voters in swing states. Survey. Al Jazeera: why are black voters backing Donald Trump in record numbers? And CBS News: black voter support for Trump up from 4% to 23%, poll finds. Why did I say all of that? Because I want to show you, I didn't just open my mouth. I read, I listened, and I've seen a momentum shift, as we all have.
I hate Axios, but I do like that headline. Big Biden bummer. I think we have to get bumper stickers with that. Jeff, I'm not sure, having listened to the second half of that, I'm not sure that counts as an apology. How about you?
Of course not. He was forced to say it in the beginning, but then he defended himself and he went along with it. I give him a lot of credit for doing that.
Hang on a second. I just realized he actually said he went on Hannity, hosted by Sean Hannity, just in case you didn't know who hosted Sean Hannity. If he went on Hannity, shouldn't we reach out to him?
We should definitely get him on.
Let's do it. All right. You reach out through his publicist. I'm going to try and DM him on X and see if we can get him to have to apologize for another interview on a real, real outlet. Ah, what fun. I'm going to get back to my coffee if I can survive. If you enjoy the show, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, especially if you're in a market that doesn't air the third hour, until you move to one that does. Make sure you subscribe. It's absolutely free. Leave us a five-star review, whichever platform it is, Salem, Apple, Stitcher, or Spotify. And then, if you want the man back who the left hates, what better reason do you need to vote for President Trump? The left hates him and they want to put him in prison or worse. Put this in your front yard. It's his booking photograph from Fulton County. You put it on a t-shirt. We put it on a yard sign, on a mug, with a very simple phrase: Trump 2024. Get yours today. Check out all the America First gear on my website, all made in America, including all of my books, from Defeating Jihad to Why We Fight and the War for America's Soul. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorka, SebGorkaStore.com. And you can support the president directly. That's the most important thing of all. Forget all the other stuff. Just go to DonaldJTrump.com. That's DonaldJTrump.com. I'll be back, hopefully, if I survive my caffeine intake after these messages.
Three-star.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.